Hello, we've got some folks out looking. The Children's Museum of Pittsburgh is open, and you tuned in right in time for our Youth Expression Showcase. And this week, Antoinette Tuma is here from the Pittsburgh Concert Society, and we have with us another Pittsburgh Concert Society young artist winner from the society's young artist competition. And her name is Lydia Gibson. She's a sophomore voice performance major at St. Vincent College. And we will talk more about her and meet her in just a moment. But I thought it would be nice to start by meeting her voice. Here is Lydia Gibson.
The gift to be simple, 'tis the gift to be free, 'tis the gift to come down where you ought to be. And when we find ourselves in the place just right, 'twill be in the
Lydia Gibson at the Saturday Light Brigade. And who is your accompanist? I didn't have a chance to meet her.
My accompanist is Josie.
Josie.
Yeah.
And what a beautiful song to have chosen and to pick. Tell me a little bit about your childhood, where you grew up, and how you got from there to here in terms of your love of voice.
Well, I'm from St. Mary's, PA. It's a little town about 2.5 hours from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I went
Lots of carbon in St. Mary's, I remember.
Yep.
And the eternal St. Mary or Straub brewery
beer.
Is there.
Mm-hmm.
Known for. I actually have a good friend whose family is from St.
Oh, really?
Mary's, and I've been there a few times.
Oh, that's great. It's a nice little town.
It sure
I
is.
I love living there. I went to a Catholic school my entire life, went to Elk County Catholic High School, and then I decided that I wanted to go to school for music. I was involved in musicals from fifth grade on, and I've been involved in choirs, voice lessons since sophomore year, and it's just a passion of mine that is really great to share with everyone else. And now to be able to win this competition at the Pittsburgh Concert Society is a real honor. And they've been a great asset to helping my career get along.
Now, is this the first time you've been involved with the Pittsburgh Concert Society?
It is.
How did you find out about this?
Actually, my voice teacher, Tom Octave, he actually won when he took when he auditioned for the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Competition, and he made me aware of the competition this past fall, and we worked on some pieces, and I auditioned later on in the year, and got the honor of winning.
Tell me what that process is like. Not well, the winning part is one thing, but getting ready for that has got to be, I would think, a little frightening, also exciting, but or is it something you're used to because you've auditioned for lots of stage parts before? Maybe you're used to being judged. I would think on such a personal thing as your voice and your gift to get ready to do something like that would be a little scary.
Well, there will always be the butterflies. It's coming easier with time and the more auditions I do and the more performances. But over a period of time and getting to work with your vocal teacher, it becomes easier. And when you pick out the songs and you start to put the emotion and the passion into it, it just seems to flow together nicely. So.
Now, you mentioned you've been singing, acting in plays since you were very young. When you started to really take this seriously, you know, as an older student, I mean, even more so, did you find you had to unlearn anything? Or do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you sort of talk about that?
Well, when you're singing on your own without any professional help, you try out different things. And then when you start getting lessons with a teacher, they teach you the proper way to breathe, which I'm still learning, the proper way to use your voice so that way you don't wear it out. And it's a long, meticulous process, but in the past few years, it's helped a lot.
I'm glad you pointed out that you feel like you're still learning, because I think people listening to you would think, she's done, she's perfect, she can't possibly learn anything else.
But oh, no.
All musicians are still, all people really are still learning, aren't they? And you must, do you have to practice frequently?
Yes.
What do you, is there a daily regimen that you follow?
Well, I would say, I mean, it's a little different for singers compared to a pianist.
Yeah, I've never really asked a singer that, so I was curious.
Right, because your voice, after, even though you're using the right techniques, it can get worn out after a few hours. So depending on how well you rehearse your material and warm up and do all of the different techniques and practice, you can really only do it for a little while. So I'd say that for me, it would range from like an hour to an hour and a half a day.
That's still a lot. My goodness.
Yep. I could do more. I could do more. There's always room for more.
And are there exercises specifically to help your technique? When you sing in practice, are you doing things like chromatic scales or certain movements like a musician
right.
would?
Exactly. We have a sheet, actually, of music that has certain warm-ups.
Okay.
For me, like with the scales and different ways to get my voice to go from low to high and to work on the speed of my voice and the dynamics. And there's a bunch of different areas that you can touch.
Lydia Gibson is who you're hearing, and she is the latest in our installment where we salute winners of the Young Artists Competition from the Pittsburgh Concert Society. And we'll give you the Society's website and so that you can get more information on its activities in a moment. She still will do another song for you, too, along with Josie on piano. What else do you like to do when you're not singing? Do you have other interests?
Other interests? Well, it's pretty much been taking up my life since I've come to college. It's something that I enjoy, so it's a stress reliever, actually, which I think is a great blessing. But I would say that reading, the basics, going outside, just being in nature, which sounds silly, but...
No, and I think it is can be a very wonderful thing when your passion more or less, you know, ends up being what your life is based on, right?
Right.
I know a lot of what I do here off the air as well as on the air ends up almost being a lifestyle as much as it is, you know, something to do. And I think that is often true in music. Do you want to acknowledge, you mentioned the Concert Society and your teacher. Is there anybody else you want to acknowledge at all or say hello to? Or?
Well, I mean, I will acknowledge St. Vincent College. I feel very blessed to be able to go to that school. It's a wonderful school with great opportunities. Say hi to the people at home in St. Mary's. And I want to thank Tom Octave and the Pittsburgh Concert Society once again, because this has been a fantastic experience with more opportunities than I could have imagined. And getting to perform at Carnegie Mellon and perform in front of the adjudicator, and now here, it's really great. And it's a stepping stone into what will hopefully be a great career. So thank you.
Well, thank you. Do you, and we'll get back to singing in a minute.
Right.
I don't mean to ask you so many questions.
Oh, it's fine.
Do you have a sense of what you might like to do on graduation, where you might like to use your talent?
Well, I would like to go to grad school. I'm still deciding where. And I want to study opera and hopefully end up at the Opera House. I mean, obviously, my dream is the Metropolitan Opera, but taking small steps to get there.
Obvious to you, but not to all of us.
Well, I mean, anyone that studies opera, I mean, it's the ultimate goal. So.
Well, your voice is beautiful, but you're incredibly poised and calm, and I think that bodes well for your future. To be able to emit something so powerful and all-encompassing, yet be seemingly very relaxed, and you probably are very relaxed as you do it, I think it takes a real, you know, master of the craft to do that. So congratulations.
Thank you very much.
What are you going to sing next?
I will be singing a musical theater piece. It's called A Way Back to Then, and it's from a little show called Title of Show. So.
And this will be our last chance to talk. Is there anything else that we may have missed that you wanted to say?
Thank you to my family.
Once again, my pleasure to present Lydia Gibson.
Mustache and butterfly wings, hearing Andrea McCardle sing from the hi-fi in the dead. I've been waiting my whole life to find a way back to them. I aimed for the stars, a nine-year-old can see so far. I'll conquer the world and be a star. I'll do it all by the time I'm 10. I would know that confidence if I knew a way back to then. My life in a U-Haul to find my part of it all. But the mundane sets in, we play by the rules and plow through the days. The years take us miles away from the time we wondered when we'd find a way back to them. And when you least expect, opportunity walks through the door, you suddenly
finally connect with the thing that you forgot.
Lydia Gibson, Josie, accompanying her. Thank you for being here, and I hope you will remember when you heard Lydia here, when you're watching her on television or on stage somewhere. What a beautiful voice. Broadcasting live, and thank you, by the way, to the Pittsburgh Concert Society. You can learn more about their great work at pittsburghconcertsociety.org. And I can tell Antoinette, while I can see her, she's here today. Thank you for helping us organize this series. Antoinette Tuma has been doing that with us, and it's just a pleasure to be able to present winners from the Young Artists Competition. Broadcasting live, is there any other way? From this Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade.